You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say. You might as well go ahead and get your dance on. Jesus, be a man. I know you can.
Yes, Lord.
I know you will.
Yes, Lord.
Fight my battle.
Yes, Lord.
I keep still.
Yes, Lord. Lord, be a vessel around me every day.
Can you say one more time?
Yeah.
Ah! Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe. Sitting in with D-Ray. How you doing tonight, D-Ray?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing awesome.
Alrighty.
Tonight we're just going to have an easygoing night tonight. We don't have a lot of guests that's going to come in tonight, but hopefully somebody will come in. But we're just going to relax and listen to music tonight. How about that, Dee?
That sounds like a plan to me. So, you ready?
I'm ready whenever you are. Let's go on the gospel train.
We're going on the gospel train real quick.
Come on.
All right.
My girl, Joe. My girl, Big Papa Rico.
Our people are dying slowly every day. The enemy's trying, attacking every way he can. We gotta fight, we gotta fight, we gotta fight. You see, in this generation, materialistic, swallow the mind of these innocent children, yeah. We gotta fight, we gotta fight, we gotta fight. Oh, you see the
crying out for your tears.
I'm still crying out.
Twitch it, twitch it. Listen, don't you worry about it. Because out of all of that, I still got to cry out to him and say, Lord, deliver me.
Coming out of this. control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
So I'm confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better.
Enjoying the music mix tonight. B-Ray, you still with me?
Can't go nowhere. What's up?
Well, you can, but I'm gonna hold you. I'm gonna hold you right here for now. We're just kind of relaxing, just kind of getting some encouragement and some musical inspiration. So,
musical therapy, that's what we call it.
Musical therapy, that's a nice
musical
one.
Musical therapy,
nice one.
There you go.
Well, give me some more of that therapy real quick, and we'll come right back.
Sure,
probably will. Right after this song. And we'll give you something, I'm sure.
Yeah,
all right.
Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
Yeah.
Again to Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe. B-Ray.
Yes,
she's
sir.
Here somewhere, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. What's it?
Oh, I got just some words of encouragement. And I thought, what better place than to get some words of encouragement from than from the Bible itself? The Bible in Isaiah 41:10, the Bible says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalms 18:14-16 says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resounds in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things." Second Timothy 1:7 says, "For the spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline."
Wow.
self-discipline.
That was very nice.
Hey there, Macy.
Actually, while you were speaking, I was listening, and then I was eating a little bit, and then I stopped to make sure I didn't miss a word of what you were saying. I've heard it before, but, you know, something about hearing it maybe with another person's
faith
voice, a man's voice.
Faith comes by hearing. That's what the word says. The word don't say it comes by reading. It says it comes by hearing.
Right.
So let us all hear what the word of the Lord says, not what Big Joe says, but what the word of the Lord says. And in Isaiah, the 12th chapter, 2nd verse, it says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation."
Very good. Very
mind,
effective.
Body, and soul, right here on We Talk Radio. Métis, I don't have a lot of guests tonight. We just kind of relaxing and listening to music and getting inspiration.
Cool. Cool. I don't know what to talk about with you.
Not a problem. Be right.
I thought
you got
I was
covered.
Your guest again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did say that. I apologize. I was supposed to have a part two. But I try to get in contact with you ahead of time, and I didn't do that this week, and I apologize.
That's okay.
B-Ray,
so
you got to give me a song because I feel bad. You got to give me a song now because I feel bad.
Now you feel bad? No. Let's see. Let's go through my bag of tricks here. What do we have? Yeah, let's try this one.
Relax.
Lift your worship.
Right here on Mind, Body, and Soul Radio.
Find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be there. I really wanna be there. And I wanna be where.
You might want got Jesus on my, I got that.
Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul again with Big Joe. I am your host, Big Joe. And right now we just listening to music. I'm sitting here with B-Ray. B-Ray, did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Did you like that last joint?
I did. That's my baby's song. That's my baby's brother's song.
Now I got to play something for everybody.
Actually, my youth actually did that song. We used to sing that song. That's one that had the church up and jumping.
Yeah, I had to play some. You know, I had to mix it up a little bit. I was playing a lot of stuff for the older people. I'm like, we might have some youngins listening. So let me throw in a little bounce music for them.
Yeah, you got to get them bouncing. Ain't nothing wrong with dancing for the Lord.
Nope. Ain't nothing wrong.
I was sitting here and I was, of course, looking at the word and trying to find what inspirational thing I can say. And it's funny because we have a very loose-lipped president.
Yeah.
And Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear."
Boy, that was good. You know, of course, I apply it to myself also, but that was excellent.
Yep, because that's what he did. He has loose lips.
Mm-hmm. He has loose everything.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
That was good, though. And not just for Trump, but for everybody. You know, because I mean, it would be great if I could just blame him alone instead of myself. Of course, I don't do anything on the level that he does, but this judge, God judge by level, I don't know. You know, but it is amazing how he does all that and then blasphemes, goes stands in front of the church with the Bible upside down. You know.
Yeah. I thought I was being petty when I said it the other day.
No. He takes it to an evil level.
I said Trump, and because he is very loose with his tongue, but a lot of us have the same looseness with our tongues as Trump. We're just not on the platform.
Are you trying to call me out, or?
We're just not on the platform. No, I'm speaking on myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not on the platform that Trump is on.
Yeah, that's true. But you know,
remember
even if
that,
I was, I don't think I could say all that he's saying.
Well, Romans 8:31 says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?"
Mhm. Oh, Joe, you know, I think you need to take a visit to the White House and repeat all of that. Mr. Trump, my president, I have a few things to say, if I may. Will you be so gracious to listen?
Well, hopefully he tunes in.
Hold your Bible upside down when you do it.
Hopefully he tunes in to We Talk Radio right here on Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe.
Yeah, I need to tell him how to hold a Bible correctly.
I just think we forget. We get so entangled in this world and what it does and does to us that we forget. I mean, I could totally see. Now, I would never do that to these people. It's, you know, doing it to God's people in whom everyone's depending on. I don't know, but it's such great words. I really like that. You got some more?
Look, you got some more words. Give it to him. Give it to him.
I'm liking this.
Oh, now you got me digging all through my Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not
lean
to your own, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
You see what I mean?
Something that we need to remember, especially in these times. I mean, right now we got COVID, we got almost feel like a race war on the verge. But right now, I think it's just time to just seek God. You know, it's funny. Me and a buddy was holding a conversation just today, and we were talking about this very thing. And he brought up the scripture that says, if my people that are called by my name, and I had to stop him right there. And we got on just that part alone. When the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, he's not talking about the world.
He's not talking about what?
He's not talking about the world.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about believers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's talking about those that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's funny because he says that are called by my name. He don't say by your name. He say by my name.
Kind of like by my saving grace.
What? No. It's a little bit more deeper than that. When you have a kid, your kid has your name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? It's like
I sure do. Nobody else can own you but me.
Nobody. You are my child. You remember how Mama used to say, "Look, don't when you go outside, you act a certain way because you got my name attached to you."
You can play if you want, but you match with my child. You're gonna have to deal with me.
Yeah, because it's got my name attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's very personal, and he says that my people who are called by my name, the real ones, the ones who are doing it out of the name of God, the one who's doing it for the love of God, the one who's doing it not for recognition, but for the love of God, if they would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek God's face, then he will hear from heaven, and the whole world can be
wow. Nations
of my people. It ain't the world, it's my people, and my people.
I have a question.
I got an answer, hopefully.
I want to stay on my people called by my name and question. I was thinking about this before I called. I thought I need to pose the question. A lot of people read, Christian people who believe in God, you know, believe in God. I would like to know what part of the Bible do you believe more than anything, and what part everyone individually of the Bible do you practice for, because, you know, like people having intercourse or sexual relations outside of marriage, Well, does God want you to? So you believe in it all, but you don't want to give that up, or you choose. I mean, you know, and that was one of
you
my questions.
You opened up a can of worms.
Well, I know, and I often wonder when I'm meditating and praying, you know.
It depends on the order. That's what God.
Because we
God.
Pick and
God.
Choose.
We pick and choose, but God don't.
I'm not saying God does.
Exactly. So, I mean, we are still. The question is to us. We are still okay. flesh. We're still born in sin, strength, and iniquity. We will never be perfect. I almost feel like the day that we exactly have a perfect day might be the day that we die, because we didn't sin that entire day.
Okay, so now that's a great explanation. So now my question now is, if my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, so what is he saying now?
Now, the wicked ways, understand that the wicked ways. Now, there's a difference between wicked and wrong. Wicked, when he's using this term, when the writer is using this term, if they would turn from their wicked ways, that means they know that and choose to
okay.
be wrong.
Okay.
Now, if they would turn from their wicked ways, if they would stop doing the wrong that they're doing.
Yeah.
See, a lot of churches have preached grace, but they haven't preached repentance. Repentance means turning from something and never doing it again. This is what made David a man after God's own heart. When we look at David's story and we see all of his sins, I mean, he didn't betray his country, it looks like. He had a man killed after sleeping with his wife and having a child with. Because he got a pregnant, Lucy was pregnant, he tried to have a husband. And that tried to have a husband deal, had a husband deal. In the process of having or trying to get him killed, he sent a letter first to find out if he's dead. This is a man that the Bible calls after a man that was after God's own heart. What makes David a man that after God's own heart, once he sinned, he never committed that sin again. He was truly repentant. He was truly sorry. He was truly remorseful. It wasn't just I'm saying it. It was I'm proving it, because I won't do that again. So God is saying, yes, if my people, the ones who know better, if they stop doing this wicked stuff that they know they dabbling in, if they would stop doing the stuff that they know that's wrong, turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. That's his words, not mine.
Okay. Thought I'd pose that out there.
Now with the premarital, there's a thing that I believe is consequences and or what action and consequence or action and reaction. It depends on how you call it. With the shacket, I believe that a lot of married couples will tell you that they had more fun shacking than they did when they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did all the stuff that they was doing while they were shacking when they were supposed to be married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You went out of order. So once you go out of order, how do you expect order to follow? Does that make
sense? Uh-huh.
opinion. I think a lot of people might be mad at me for saying that, but.
Well, they could read it and see what it says.
The truth hurts. The truth hurts.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm older now, so I see things differently than I saw them when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And so, looking back, I can see how that can be. I can see how you've done so much before you were actually married. So once you become married, everything is boring.
Yeah.
Because you weren't supposed to do none of that stuff in the beginning. A lot of times now you have people that get married after the kids.
Mm.
After the kids are born or while she's pregnant. You had a lot of cases like that, and that's not the true intention of God.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was speaking at a church, and it was so funny to me. One of the preachers at the church got to speak right before me, and he talked about how he asked God for a wife that was a certain way, and he wanted her to already have her kids. And that kind of bothered me. That bothered me. I don't know his situation. I don't know if he didn't have kids or nothing like that. But it bothered me because it shows me how out of order the church has become. So God, that put in my heart for me that when I started saying, everybody's talking about fatherhood because it was a Father's Day. But ain't nobody saying nothing about pre-fatherhood.
I said nothing about what?
Pre-fatherhood. Everybody's talking about Father's Day but no, or fatherhood, but nobody's talking about the pre-fatherhood. And everybody kind of looked at me confused, and I said, you do understand that there is a pre-fatherhood stage. It's called marriage. This is where you learn how to be a father. Is in the beginning, is in the pre-fatherhood stage. We weren't supposed to go from boyfriend to baby daddy and then to husband.
Yeah.
That's in the order.
Yeah.
So we didn't did everything that we were supposed to do before we even got married. And then once you're married, what is there left to do?
Yeah. They don't want to stay at home. They're bored. Yeah. I can see.
But
is that the reason why he didn't want to marry? I mean, what's his reason? The guy that you were talking to. I'm sorry, didn't want. Do you think that's why he didn't have babies or didn't want babies?
I didn't, you know, again, I didn't go into all that. But when I stood up to the church and I said there is a pre-fatherhood stage. Y'all do know that there's a pre-fatherhood stage. It's called marriage. And it was like the church looked at me like I said a bad word. Like I'm cuss. Ooh, and
that
I know he didn't
funny.
Say marriage in here. Ooh, did he say marriage? He said the M word. It was
that
like
is crazy.
So we have become so accepting. And I mean, into wickedness. That's dabbling in what God wants you to dabble in. And you know better. So to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing, that's not bad. Ain't that wicked?
Mm-hmm.
Mind, body, and soul. Now you got me teaching. I wasn't supposed to be doing all of that.
It was great.
But that's what the word says, and the word says that if we would turn. So, I mean, a lot of churches have established the grace that we are under God's grace. And yes, we are under God's grace. And while we are under God's grace, we should want to turn from the wrong that we did. It's funny because I've heard a lot of people say, and it's really funny on two different levels, because I've heard a lot of people say that there's no way that you can keep the commandments, right?
There's no way that you could what? I'm sorry, you were kind of cutting out.
Keep the commandments.
Oh. Okay.
I've heard a lot of people say that. But then wow. I beg to differ. But then I beg to differ, because the word says, I won't put nothing more on you than you can bear.
Right.
The Ten Commandments are well, let's be real. The 612, because we do understand that there's more than just 10. Now, the 612 commandments might be kind of hard to keep. But the 10, they're easy to keep if you want to keep them.
Yeah.
You have to put the effort in. Now, the problem with that is it's easy to say you can keep them once you done broke them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand where I'm coming from on that note?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the world has broken one of the Ten Commandments. I don't care what you tell me. James said, if you've broken one law, you've broken them all. You might say, well, I ain't never killed nobody. I ain't never committed adultery. I love my neighbor. Okay, you ain't never stole. Okay, but what happens when somebody calls you and you say, well, that's the wrong number, and it wasn't right, and it wasn't the wrong number? That's the part of the Ten Commandments, too.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
That is a part of the Ten Commandments, too. So it's easy to say that you can keep them once you broke them.
Yeah.
So it's the Ten Commandments was so we can see how much we need a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep, we can't, there's no way, realistically, there's no way we can keep. Once we've kept it, I've read where Paul says, when I focus on the law, and I look at the law that I kept, I look again and see the law that I broke. So it's like the law didn't give you salvation. There's only one law that gives you a consequence or an extension to it. And you don't even get that. You get the law in Deuteronomy, but you don't get the extension until Ephesians in the New Testament. Or in the New Testament, rather. That's when you get the breakdown of why you should even honor your mother and father. You don't even find out, so your days will be longer on this earth, until Ephesians. So you can't take one part without taking it all. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to believe what it says in Genesis, you better believe what it says in Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between. I hope I helped you out.
Oh, yeah. You did. It was interesting. I thought the verse itself was very interesting and then took it from there.
It is. It is a very interesting verse because he's not talking about the world. He's not talking about people. He's not talking about people that don't acknowledge him. He's talking about his special people. Not the ones that call themselves children of God, but the ones that he calls my own children.
Yeah.
If they would humble themselves, turn to God. Turn to God. Turn from their wicked ways. Seek my face. Humble themselves. I've said it a time before that shows up in some dirt in the church. But now it's definitely getting cleaned up.
Yeah.
We got about 5 minutes. I'm going to pray us out and, Be right. You got one more song for us?
Sure. You want to pray first, or you want me to play it first?
I'm gonna give us one last verse, which comes from Proverbs 16:24. It says, "Gracious words are like the honeycomb, sweetness to the soul, and health to the body." Proverbs 16:24. Heavenly Father, we come today saying thank you. Thank you for all our eyes have seen, all that our ears have heard. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to even say thank you for being such a great and gracious, merciful God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you step in right now. Somebody's facing a situation. Heavenly Father, let them know that you're there. Let them know that your word says that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Hold them right now. Heavenly Father, as we leave this place, leave this station, leave this broadcast, never let us leave your place. For your sight. Hold us tight as only you can. Protect us individually. Protect us all together. Protect us as a nation. Protect us as your children. Teach us how to turn from our wicked ways and seek your face. We believe everything that you said is true and real. And for that, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.